Election Desperation, Joe Biden Stumps for Florida Democrats. By Hannah Blow on November 2, 2022. President Joe Biden this week stumped for Florida Democrats. Governor Ron DeSantis's, R, Democrat challenger Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, as well as Senator Marco Rubio's, RFL, challenger Representative Val Demings, DFL. Another sign that Democrats are sweating over the likelihood of the red wave in the Sunshine State. The 79-year-old president made multiple campaign stops in the Sunshine State on Tuesday, bashing both Rubio and DeSantis, referring to the latter as Trump incarnate. However, that would likely fall flat on most Floridians, given the strong support for former President Donald Trump in the Sunshine State. Notably, Trump won the state in the 2020 presidential election. DeSantis has routinely reminded Floridians that Crist is a Biden ally who would implement failed Democrat policies in Florida. And Biden's recent campaign stops demonstrate that point even further. "It's great to be with the next governor of Florida, Charlie Crist," Biden told the crowd. "It's great to be with the next U.S. Senator Val Demings. I know them both really well," he said, describing Crist as a guy you know and trust. "He's always, always working. We're fighting for work and families like yours. He was a great governor before, and he'll make an even greater governor again. Because of who he's going to be replacing," he added. Desperate Florida Democrats also featured actress Jennifer Lewis at an event, during which the Black-ish star went on a bizarre rant against Senator Rubio, essentially likening him to the individuals who oppressed Rosa Parks. "So I say to Marco, Rubio, and all those other weak men, before you lie to us, remember Rosa sat on that bus," she said. "Before you tell your tale, remember Mandela sat in that jail. Before you do anything, you remember Dr. King. Before you cheat and steal, I dare you to Google Emmett Till," she continued. The recruitment of Biden to the Sunshine State further demonstrates the nervousness of the Democrats heading into this midterm election, as Republicans anticipate a red wave not just in Florida but nationwide. In Florida specifically, early voting data from historically blue Miami-Dade show Republicans edging out Democrats. Wednesday's Real Clear Politics average of polls show DeSantis leading Crist by an average of 12.3% and Rubio leading Demings by an average of 8%.